Howard Martin Sr., H-O-W-A-R-D, M-A-R-T-I-N, Sr., 525-47. 74-year-old gentleman was living at home with his son, Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, who tells me that he's no longer able to take care of his elderly father because of confusion and bowel and bladder incontinency and requiring total ADL care, total ADL dependency, and now he's put him in a group home. Nipayagaw patient was a smoker. He never drank alcohol. He was a Houston police officer, period. At the time of evaluation, Howard knows his name from time to time. He doesn't know where he is, what time it is, or why he's in this facility, period. He's ADL dependent. His caretaker, Sophia, tells me that he has bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Nipayagaw. Marty tells me he's lost weight, he's not eating, he's very confused, he has to be forced to eat from time to time. Family history, kidney failure and dementia. Surgery, he's had nasal sinus surgery and knee surgery. Medication, RIVASTIG. MIN, 13.3 milligram patch daily. Tradrenta 5 milligram daily, Lantus 10 milligram daily, Protonix 40 milligram daily, Nasonex as needed, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, senile degeneration of the brain. Apparently this has been going on for the past 3 or 4 years, but it's gotten to the point that the family is no longer able to take care of him. He's ADL dependent, he has lost weight, he's bowel and bladder incontinent, confused, not oriented to person, place, or time, social. As above, COVID immunization and flu immunization is up to date. Patient's care was discussed at length with his son Marty and the folks at the group home, especially Sophia, who's his personal caregiver. Period. And he appeared to have allergy, possible allergy to some sort of medication, but the son cannot recall at this time. We'll have to get hospital records. Howard is confused. His blood pressure 90 over 60. Oh, also he has a history of hemodialysis and renal failure. His blood pressure is 90 over 60. His pulse is 100. Respiration is 18. O2 side 90%. Sophia tells me that his blood pressure does drop after hemodialysis. Period. His heart pulses, small pulses, still lungs, fewer bronchi, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows muscle wasting, neurological non-focal, moving off for extremities, no focal neurological findings, special skin shows decreased turgor, mucosa, dry. 74-year-old gentleman with end-stage dementia to the point that he's no longer able to stay at home with his family. He's in a group home. He's total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, no longer oriented to person, place, or time. He has sundowner syndrome and becomes very aggressive from time to time, period. He also has a history of diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, gastroesophageal reflux, and hemodialysis, period. He dialyzes from his left arm where the atrial is present over his axis and appears to be working well, period. New paragraph. He recently was in the emergency room because of a possible urinary tract infection and change in mental status. In the emergency room, folks told the family that there's not much else that can be done for him. He doesn't have any reversible cause of dementia. That was evaluated in the emergency room via CT scan and blood work. He did not have a urinary tract infection, and they asked his son Marty to seek palliative care for him and not to bring him back and forth to the hospital, period. Patient is to be kept comfortable with his end-stage dementia, end-stage senile degeneration of the brain slash dementia. He has very little time to live and would most likely stop his patches for his dementia because it's not indicated for advanced end-stage dementia. This medication is not indicated for advanced end-stage dementia, period. Nipayagaw, his blood sugar stable, especially with significant weight loss. His gastroesophageal reflux stable with Protonix, and he doesn't appear to be in any distress at this time. Thank you.